欢迎收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语节目及广告宾至如归飞向马尼拉
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company 宾至如归飞向马尼拉 Manila sa Taiwan Feel at Home ka
Kapabayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapakinggan ho nating programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. And Happy Mother's Day sa lahat ng mga mothers na nandito sa Taiwan. Ako po si Jay. Alam niyo ba itong Mother's Day ngayon? Pwede na natin sabihin na medyo konting pagkakaiba sa every years na every Mother's Day. Dahil alam niyo, this time, paano namin sinelebrate ang Mother's Day ngayon? Ginawa namin dahil nga napakahirap pag-book ng reservation sa mga restaurant at talagang nag-try si kaibigan Jay, no? Dahil nung napansin ko nga na naisipan ko gusto namin kumain, mag-celebrate itong Mother's Day na to, too late na. At gusto ko pumunta, tumawag nga dun sa mga restaurant, magpa-reserve. Diyos ko, siguro nakatry ako ng 3 restaurants, talagang fully booked. Or kung halimbawa meron man pwedeng i-reserve, pero napakamahal naman ang presyo. Kaya this time, ginawa ako, nag-isip ako ng paraan para i-celebrate pa rin itong Mother's Day na to. Dinala ko ang mother ko sa KTV. At nagpa-reserve ako ng 3 oras at nagsikantahan kami 3 doon. So napansin ko, yung aming mga kinanta ay kulang talagang 3 oras dahil sa amin dalawa pa lang ng anak ko, kulang na yung 3 oras. Kung dadagdagan ko pa yung mother ko, talagang hindi enough. So na-realize ko, hindi lang pala, akala ko kasi konti lang yung alam kong tugtog. Pero nung dinagdag na namin yung mga gusto namin kantahin, talaga naman napakarami. So, yung 3 oras, ay kulang na kulang. So, next time siguro kailangan ko magpa-reserve ng 4 na oras para sa aming 3 kanta. So, this time nga, dahil nga sa sobrang napakahirap magpa-reserve ng restaurant, bukod sa dinala ko ang mami ko sa KTV at nagsikantahan kami doon, ginawa ko, nagpa-book din ako ng sine. At alam nyo ba ang mapapanood namin mamaya? Tungkol kay Michael Jackson, alam kong gustong-gusto niya panoorin ko dahil isa din fan ng mami ko kay Michael Jackson. So, itong napaka-rare din na storyang to na gaganapin this time dahil malalaman natin yung totoong talagang storya ni Michael Jackson. Alam kong maraming tao ay magugulat sa katotohanan na nilabas na yung storyang to. At alam ko rin, sa sobrang daming talagang gustong malaman ang katotohanan ni Michael Jackson, siguradong ang mami ko ay gustong-gusto din niya mapanood. So, balik tayo dito sa mga kailangan natin i-announce sa lahat ng mga kapapayag natin, no? Dahil although importante nga itong panahon na to dahil Mother's Day, pero dapat huwag natin din kakalimutan yung kailangan natin pa laman sa mga kapapayag natin dahil ito ay mga rights ko natin. At sa mga panahonan ngayon, maraming mga aksidente ay nangyayari at hindi natin yun kaya talaga maiwasan. So, mabuti na, meron tayong sarili nating piniprepare na backpack katulad sa bahay namin. Ako tsaka yung anak ko, meron kaming backpack na pang-emergency. At ang laman dun sa backpack na yun, merong candle, merong lighter, merong tubig, merong first aid bag, merong pera, at ibang mga importante naming documents na nandun din. So, ginawa namin to kasi para halimbawa mangyari man merong aksidente na biglaan kailangan tumakas. Kayang-kaya namin i-take kagad itong bag na to, tumakas, lumabas. So, ito yung aming mga prepare. Kaya pakinggan din natin itong kailangan namin i-remind sa inyo, no? Start preparing your family disaster response plan. So, earthquakes can be really scary. How do you make sure you are prepared? So the answer is, other than a standard disaster response, go back. If the disaster is particularly severe, the thing to focus on is where to go that is safe. So where is a safe location? The answer is somewhere like a nearby park or square, open space, or evacuation center. Be sure to talk it over with your loved ones. Remember, you need to work out where the nearest evacuation center is and how to get there. Number one, use the National Disaster Prevention ePoint website to identify evacuation locations on your personal disaster preparedness card. After an earthquake, the system will show you the shortest route. Number two, agree in advance how to contact each other in the event of an earthquake, because it may be difficult to get through with a phone call after a disaster. If you can send instant message, avoid trying to make phone calls. Number three, register in advance with the disaster area, family, and friends status inquiry system, so relatives and friends can check you are safe during a disaster. Preparing ahead of time makes it easier to stay calm during an earthquake and reassures your whole family. Mabuti na i-advance natin gawin itong mga bagay dahil hindi natin alam ang aksidente kailan dadating. At hindi din natin alam itong aksidente ito ay anong klaseng aksidente. So, dito sa aming in-announce ay isang example na yan sa earthquake. Pero might be kung halimbawa may nangyaring fire accident or another war accident. So, hindi natin malalaman yon. Mabuti na mag-prepare ng maaga lagi para hindi tayo nagkakagahol kung halimbawa talagang nangyari itong biglaan sa atin. Especially nandito tayo sa Taiwan, no? Talagang mabuti na napag-usapan ninyo yung mga important na saan kayo dapat magtatago. Hindi lang naman sa earthquake. So halimbawa may mangyari man talagang biglaan na hindi natin alam saan tayo tatago. Dapat alam niyo yun in ahead para alam din niyo na saan natin matatagpuan yung mga relatives natin or friends natin or loved ones natin dito sa Taiwan. Bukod dito, another gusto rin namin i-remind sa mga kababayan natin dahil ang daming mga kababayan natin na nagsisirides ng scooter. Especially yung mga scooter nila talagang mamahalin dahil iniiba nila yung itsura ng itong scooter na to. In fact, kaya tayo bumili para maging convenient sa atin sa araw-araw para pumunta tayo sa isang lugar na hindi masyadong maghihintay sa bus o para mabilis tayo makapunta sa saan tayo pupuntahan. Pero itong scooter na to, mabuti na in a legal way natin siya baguhin. For example, only legal modification can be made to motorbikes. Many vehicle owners modified their motorbikes to reflect their personal style. However, as modified parts come from a wide range of sources, failure to follow inspections and alteration registration regulations can mean the modification made are illegal, which may adversely impact driving safety and lead to fines. Modifications must comply with regulations and be undertaken by licensed businesses. Owners are required to present invoices for modified equipment to the motor vehicle's office to complete inspection and registration changes. For example, changes in vehicle color or lights are legal if properly registered. Anyone who alters the exhaust system or removes the muffler without authorization can be penalized. In serious cases, individuals can be required to undergo a mandatory inspection in order to restore the vehicle to its original factory specifications. Fines can exceed $6,000. Sa kakabago at sa kakaiba natin sa sarili natin motorsiklo or tinatawag natin e-bike, ito ay might be nga magkaroon tayo ng sarili nating accident kasi sa kakaganda nila, might be na change na rin yung pagkaka-safety nitong sasakyan na to, itong vehicle na to. Kaya mabuti nga kung saan natin gusto baguhin itong motorsiklo na to, kailangan na sa tamang motorsiklo company, yung bang mga talagang legal sila na shops na nag-change ng motorsiklo. Kasi at least alam nila na ano yung dapat at ano yung hindi nila magagalaw dito sa parts nitong motorsiklo. So sana maintindihan ninyo, no, at ma-realize ninyo na gano'ng ka-importante mag-rides ng motorsiklo. So balik naman tayo dito sa ating programang Feel at Home Ka Dito. Mapapakinggan nyo ang aming programa every Sunday na 6 to 7. Your play time ay 9 to 10. Hanap nyo lang sa AM 1323 sa Taipei, AM 621 sa Taoyuan, at AM 1206 sa Hsinchu. Meron din kami fan page ang tawag kay Feel at Home Ka Dito ni Kaibigan Jay. Huwag natin kalimutan yung ating hotline. Alam natin sana na ito ay para sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin na nandito nag-work sa Taiwan. Pwede tayong humingi ng consultation, pwede tayo magpatulong ng translation service, at syempre, pwede din tayo mag-file ng complaint kung tayo mayroong mga problema regarding sa mga trabaho natin. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at Binu ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Sa buhay kong ito, tanging pangarap lang ang iyong pagmamahal ay makamtan. Kahit na sandali, ikaw ay mamasdan. Ligaya at ihlaay, walang hanggan. Sana'y di na magising kung nangangarap man din. Kung ang buhay na makulay ang tatahakin. Minsan ay nadarapa, minsan din ay luluha. Hindi ka na maninindim. Pagkat sa buhay mo ay may nagmamahal pa rin. Iingatan ka, aalagaan ka. Sa puso ko, ikaw ang pag-asa. Sa ating mundo'y may kakapay sa'yo. Alay ko'y itong pagmamahal ko. May nagmamahal, aakay sa'yo. Aking inay, ikaw ang nagbigay ng buhay ko. Buhay na kay ganda, pangarap ko na nakamtan ko na. Mahal ko, may nagmamahal, aakay sa ating mundo'y may katapay sa'yo. Ang alay ko'y itong pagmamahal ko. May nagmamahal aakay sa'yo. Aking inay, ikaw ang nagbigay ng buhay ko. Ganda, pangarap ko na nakamtan ko na, pangarap ko na nakamtan ko na.
Topics. Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin. At dito naman sa ating isang oras na programa, ang mga main ating sasabihin na regulations sa policy, unang-una ho ninyong mapapakinggan. Number one,
important points to note when signing a labor contract.
Number two, every year of May, it's our responsibility to pay our tax. Number three, when there is a fire, what should I do? Number four, migrant worker one-stop service question and answer. Number five,
merong tinatawag na NIPA virus.
Kaya itong mga policy na lagi nating ina-announce dito sa mga kababayan natin, ito ay galing sa Ministry of Labor. At ito ay mga updated na informations na ina-announce ho namin. Kaya just in case kung halimbawa meron pa kayong mga more than that na details na gusto nyo malaman, pwede rin ho kayo tumawag sa 1-955, mag-inquire. Kaya stay tuned lang mga kababayan, huwag ho kayo aalis, pakinggan lang itong aming programa sa Feel at Home Ka Dito.
You receive a summons to testify in court. What do you need to know when you go to court? Welcome to this segment on Witnesses in Criminal Litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the summons. When you receive a court notice, you should start by looking at the case number, the branch in charge, the cause of action, and the names of litigants to find out why you have to testify in court. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number, to avoid going to the wrong place on that day. So, do you have to testify if you receive a summons? Of course you do! The court puts an obligation on witnesses to testify. So if you receive a summons, you should treat it seriously. If you refuse to appear without a valid reason, the court may fine you a penalty of 30,000 NT dollars and issue a warrant for your arrest. If you have a valid reason not to appear in court, you should provide documents to support this in advance and ask for leave from the court. You should also arrange a new date to appear in court. If you are unable to appear in court due to distance or health reasons, you can apply to the relevant branch of the court to take part remotely. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. The courtroom is a solemn place, so if you do attend in person, please take care to dress appropriately to show you take your own rights seriously. On that day, remember to bring the summons, your ROC ID card, or other identification, and any documents listed on the summons. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. There are two ways to register your arrival at court, at the counter or the check-in kiosk. After you've registered and arrived at the appointed court, wait for the court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, Courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Private recordings of sound, images, or photographs are not permitted inside the courtroom. The judge will first ask you to sit at the witness stand and then ask a few personal details to ensure you are who you say you are, and then proceed to question you. They will also assess whether or not you are related to either of the litigants. If you have a valid reason for not testifying, you should explain it to the judge at this point. At trial, the judge will question witnesses separately, but in principle, you will be in the presence of the defendant. The defendant can also ask to cross-examine the witness. After explaining your duty to testify, the judge will ask you to read and sign an oath. If you refuse without a valid reason, the court can fine you $30,000. When you're testifying, you should tell the truth without concealing or adding anything. If you're found to have borne false witness, you'll be charged with perjury, a criminal offense. After questioning, you can request a daily allowance from the court and travel expenses. Giving testimony in court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's uphold justice together.
Dalawa kayo sa buhay ko at ako ngayon ay kailangan ng mamili. Isa lang ang maaari, alam mo narito ko lagi para sa'yo. Mahal kita ng labis, ngunit di pa ang iyong nais. At sa'yo narito, alay sa kiwagas na pag-ibig. Nalilito. Sino ang iibigin ko? Ikaw ba na pangarap ko? O siya bang kumakatok sa puso ko?
At ang susunod naman, tungkol ito sa ating mga kontrata. Mga kababayan, kayo ba pag kayo ay nagsasign ng contract, alam nyo ba ano yung mga pinapagsasign ninyo? Anong mga nakalagay or naka-indicate dito sa contract na to bago kayo mag-sign? Tandaan po natin, no, tayo ay adult na, kaya lahat ng mga pinipirmahan natin, lahat ng documents na yan ay valid at merong power sa law. Kaya tuloy, kung bago tayo magsasign at bago tayo mag-agree dito sa dokumento na to, kailangan basahin natin maigi ang mga pinipirmahan natin na kontrata. For example, meron tayong mga rights na dapat natin malaman. Yun ay napaka-importante yun, no? Kasi maraming mga bagay na hindi pwedeng gawin sa atin ng mga employers natin or brokers natin. Pakinggan po natin itong pinapaalala ng government ho sa atin. Important points to note when signing a labor contract. All categories of foreign workers have the following protections. Number one, employers cannot ask workers to waive their rights to file complaints or seek legal redress or report violations. Number two, employers cannot use threats, wage deductions, repatriation, or related methods to force workers to accept unreasonable conditions. Provisions relating to industry category foreign workers like manufacturing, construction, or care institutions and agriculture, forestry, fishery, and animal husbandry industries are subject to the Labor Standards Act. Number three, before signing the contract, discuss work hours, wages, overtime pay, and other related terms with your employer. Number four, the contract should clearly detail work hours, vacations, or leave, and how wages are calculated. Number five, if an employer terminates the contract early, they are legally required to provide advance notice and severance pay. If elements of the contract seem illegal or unreasonable, seek assistance from 1-955 hotline, the Bureau of Labor, or the courts, provisions relating to family category foreign workers, like live-in care workers and live-in home help, are not covered by the Labor Standards Act. 6. Labor conditions are based on the employment contract and related management regulations. 7. The rights and obligations of employers and foreign workers should be met in accordance with the provisions of the contract. 8. If the contract contains unreasonable provisions, seek assistance from the 1-955 hotline. The rights of live-in foreign workers to file complaints and seek redress cannot be taken away. Kaya tandaan ho natin, mga kababayan, ang mga rights natin ay hindi natin pwede i-pass by lang dahil ito ay rights natin habang tayo ay nag-work sa Taiwan. Once meron tayong kontrata, kailangan mag-follow sila dito sa contract na to. At tayo din, kung bago tayo pipirma ng kontrata, babasahin din natin maiki. Tanda ho natin, no, hindi tayo pwede pasulat ng waive ng sino man tao dito, like yung employers mo or brokers natin. Kasi kailangan ito ay according na agree kayo to the both parties. Kaya itong mga dinabanggit ko sa inyo, ito yung mga rights natin na dapat natin malaman. At kung halimbawa, napansin niyo na merong mga illegal na paraan pinapagawa sa atin ng employers or broker natin, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-955. Tandaan po natin itong 1-955 dahil ito ay 24 hours consultation and complaint hotline. Kung kayo merong mga ganyan klaseng problema, especially sa mga kontrata, basta any labor dispute problem, pwede tayong mag-file na complaint sa 1-955. At pwede na rin tayong mag-message sa 1-955.
Every year of May, bukod dun sa, syempre may Mother's Day tayo every May, buwan ng Mayo. Ang pinaka-importante naman dito sa Taiwan ay, alam mo anong panahon to, ay paying our tax. Ito yung mga income tax natin, kung ano yung mga tax na dapat po bayaran sa government. Itong May na to, sasabihin ko po sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin, no? Basta po tayo merong trabaho dito sa Taiwan, required tayo magbayad ng tax. Kaya maski na binibilang natin yung 183 days, less than 183 days, or more than 183 days. Depends lang yan sa percentage ng babayaran natin. Pero tayo, lahat ay kailangan po magbayad ng tax. Okay, ganito po yan. Explain ko lang po sa inyo ha, para medyo mas malinaw tayo. Katulad nga kanina, sinabi ko sa inyo, tayo po, basta nagtatrabaho dito sa Taiwan, maski na less than 183 days ka pa lang dito sa loob ng isang taon, or more than 183 days ka na dito sa loob ng isang taon. Ang naiba lang dyan ay si ganito. Ang count po ng tax ay every year yan. So, ang bilang po ng tax ay kung kailan kayo nagsimula magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan. Ibig sabihin nun, yung araw na nagsimula ka na nagtatrabaho, ibig sabihin meron na tayo nun income. Meron na tayong sahod, salary. So, halimbawa tayo nagsimula, pumasok tayo dito sa Taiwan ng May. Halimbawa lang, hanggang end of this year, 2018, December 31. Means, lumampas po tayo ng 183 days. Pero kung halimbawa naman ay dumating ka dito ng around end of June or July, tapos bilangin mo yung simulang araw mo, nagtrabaho ka hanggang 2018, December 31. So, yung panahon na yon ay siguradong less than 183 days. Okay? So, yung 183 days, dun po yan nag-base kung tayo ba ay lumampas na ng half of year. So, yun ang galing ng 183 days. Okay, so magsimula po tayo dun sa mga less than 183 days. Katulad nga kanina, sinabi ko, kung halimbawa kayo ay lumampas na ng around July, August, September, October, November, December. Ganon. Ang pagka-count po nun ay i-check nyo ang inyong basic salary times 1.5. So, kung halimbawa mga kababayan natin nagtatrabaho sa factory, example lang po, so ang basic salary natin is 22,000, di ba ho? Kaka-increase lang po yun. Basic salary 22,000 times 1.5 equals 25,920. Kung ang ating salary ay more than that, magbabayad po tayo ng tax around 18%. So, kung halimbawa ang salary mo, sinabi ko nga, more than 25,920, sabihin na natin 30,000. Itatayos nyo po yung 30,000 yung sahod ng 18%. So, yung amount po nun, yun po ang babayaran natin tax for the year of 2018. At ang babayaran natin sa 2019 ng May, ang tax na babayaran natin ng 2018. Okay ba? Malinaw po ba? Doon naman po sa less than 183 days pa din, kung ang salary mo ay hindi ka lalampas ng 25,920, ang babayaran yung tax ay times 6%. Tandaan nyo kanina, kung lumumpas tayo ng 25,920, ang ating tax na babayaran ay salary times 18%. Pero pag less than 25,920, ang babayaran natin tax ay is salary times 6%. Ang sinasabi ko pong salary dito ay yung inyong basic plus yung mga meron tayong overtime, yung total ng inyong nakalagay sa payslip. Doon nyo po yun ibabase kung tayo ay lumampas ba ng 25,920 or hindi tayo lumampas ng 25,920. So, yung isa, pag tayo lumampas, malaki-laki ang ating kita at marami tayong overtime, ang babayaran natin tax ay 18%. Pero kung halimbawa konti lang yung overtime natin at same pa lang din ang ating salary, minimum pa rin ay 22,000, ang babayaran natin ay salary times 6% lang. Okay ba? Pero doon naman po sa more than 183 days. Okay. Doon sa mga kababayan natin na pumasok dito sa Taiwan simula noong January, February, March, April, May, June. Mga more than 183 days na yan sigurado. Ang babayaran po natin tax ay salary times 5%. Pareho lang po sa local people. Kasi maski ako, nagbabayad din po ako ng tax, ng income tax ko ng times 5%. So lahat po ng tao, basta lumampas ng 183 days dito sa Taiwan, ang binabayad po nilang tax ay same lang din po sa local people. Okay, hindi po dahil kayo ay foreigner, kaya malaking tax sinisingil sa inyo. Kaya ganun, Pero makikita nyo, siguradong iisipin nyo, bakit ang aking agency or bakit ang aking employer or bakit ang aking broker mas malaki pa dun sa 18% ang binabayad ko? Bakit yung aking binabayaran na tax na ay sobra-sobra? Ganito po yan, explain ko lang po sa mga kababayan natin na bakit sobra-sobra yung mga sinisingil nila. Kasi po, kaya nila sinusobra ang pagbabayad ng tax ninyo as long as walang ginagawang kalokohan yung employer or amo nyo at nakikita nyo naman dun sa inyong tax statement na ganun talagang amount ang binayad nila. So, ibig sabihin, lahat po ng perang yon ay pumasok sa tax bureau. Okay. Bakit ganun kalaki ang binabayad nila? Parang more than 18%, minsan more than 20% na tax na binabayad ninyo. Kasi po, minsan, hindi natin masisigurado na tayo ay, halimbawa, hindi natin naitapos yung contract natin at halimbawa meron tayong biglang emergency, kailangan umuwi sa Pilipinas at nag-break na tayo ng contract. Dun sa mga early termination, early break ng contract, dun sa mga kababayan po natin yun. Kung tayo ay napapauwi na sa Pilipinas, pinauwi sa Pilipinas, o kaya kailangan umuwi sa Pilipinas, yung panahon na kailangan mo magbayad ng tax na sinasabi ko nga sa inyo ng every May of the year, late kasi tayo nagbabayad ng tax. Pero kung halimbawa, kayo ay napabiglaan umuwi sa Pilipinas, yung babayaran yung tax, yung babayaran yung bill for the tax, ay mapapapunta yun sa inyong employer, either yung agency or broker ninyo. Kaya para po ma-prevent nila na sila ang magbabayad, ang ginagawa nila ay naniningil na lang sila ng above of that. Mas malaki dun sa tamang tax na binabayaran ninyo. Kaya lagi po tayo merong nag-exceeding na nare-refund na tax. Dun sa mga nagre-refund na tax na yon, yun po ang tinatawag natin na overpaid na kayo ng tax sa government, kaya yun ay nare-refund. But not necessarily na tayo ay meron laging tax mare-refund. Kasi yung sinabi ko sa inyo ng 18%, at saka yung 6%, at saka yung 5% na yun, yun po talaga kailangan natin bayaran sa government. Okay? Whether you want it or not, kailangan tayo magbayad ng tax sa government. Natatandaan nyo po ba? Kaya wag po kayo magulat kung halimbawa ang nakalagay dun sa tax statement na binigay sa atin ng agency natin o broker natin ay more than 18% or minsan more than 6% or more than 5%, ganyan. Kasi pinre-prevent lang nila na halimbawa kayo ay mapauwi sa Pilipinas ng biglaan, ang bill sila ang magbabayad. So, kawawa naman sila kung sila yung magbabayad ng tax mo. Kaya ang ginagawa nila, laging more than that ang sinisingil ng mga agency or employer. Pero as long as yun perang, exceeding perang yun, ay napapunta sa tax bureau, huwag po kayong mag-alala, i-refund po yun ng tax bureau sa inyo. Okay po? Kung halimbawa, mga ibang kababayan natin ay hindi pa nakukuha ang tax refund natin, usually ang tax refund natin dumadating around from July to December, kung halimbawa kayo ay magpapa-refund. Siguradong end of the year, halimbawa ngayon ay 2018, ang marirefund yung tax ay yung 2017 na tax. Pero, sa after ng July, August, September, October, November, December, sa kanyo lang po marireceive yung pagre-refund sa inyo ng tax. Kaya wag po tayo magpanic. Kasi, iniisip nyo bakit nakaraan na ng isang taon, hindi pa rin kayo nakakakuha. Tingnan nyo po kung anong year, kung lumampas na ba ng June yung date, yung panahon. Kasi sa simula July hanggang December, lahat po yan ay possible. Yung panahon na yon ay yun yung panahon na yon na nare-refund ang mga tax ninyo. Kaya wag po tayo magpapanik na halimbawa October wala pa rin, November wala pa rin. Pwede po nyo yan i-check kasi lahat naman po mare-refund. As long as ang pera ay nasa tax bureau, lahat po yan ay marirefund po sa inyo. Kung halimbawa kayo ay meron ka pang ibang katanungan, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-855. Kasi minsan, nagtatanong kayo sa inyong agency or broker, pero hindi nila kayo sinasagot. Hindi niya kayo nire-respond. yun na yung tinatawag natin na labor dispute. Hindi niya kayo tinutulungan eh, samantala nagbabayad kayo ng broker's fee sa kanila. Kaya pwede kayo tumawag sa 1-855 at mag-file po kayo ng complaint against yan sa mga tax ninyo. Okay po ba?
When there is a fire, what should I do? Kaya mga kababayan, pakinggan niyo ho maigi itong i-announce ni kaibigan Jay, dahil once magkaroon ho ng sunog dito sa ating paligid or san man ho lugar nangyari, alam niyo ano hong dapat gawin at huwag ho tayo magpanik. Kaya unang-una, touch the door handle to check the temperature. If the doorknob is hot and smoke can be seen, number one, close the door. Number two, open the window, dial 119 to ask for help. Number three, wait for rescue in a relatively safe place in the opposite direction of fire, smoke, and heat. Number four, don't hide in the bathroom. And if the handle is not hot and the door is free of smoke, number one, close the door. Go down and get outside to escape. Number two, don't use the elevator. And this is came from National Fire Agency, Ministry of the Interior. Kaya alam niyo na mga kababayan kung anong dapat gawin kung tayo sa situation na halimbawa mangyari man ang mga sunog. Okay ho?
There I was, an empty piece of a shell, just minding my own world, and without even knowing what love and life were all about. Then you came, you brought me out of the shell, you gave the world to me, and before I knew, there I was, so in love with you. For my being, and I love what I'm feeling. You gave me a meaning to my life, and I've gone beyond existing. And it all began when I met you. I love the touch of your hair, and when I look in your eyes, I just know, I know I'm on something good. And I'm sure my love for you will endure. Your love will light up my world and take all my cares away with the aching part of me. For my being, and I love what I'm feeling. You gave me a meaning to my life, and I've gone beyond existing. And it all began when I met you. To my life, and I've gone beyond existing, and it all began, and it all began, and it all began when I met you.
Mga kababayan, natatandaan niyo ba yung naibanggit ko sa inyo nung last week regarding dito sa Migrant Workers One-Stop Service? So, eto na ang kanilang question and answer. Pag lumabas na ang question and answer, ibig sabihin ay kompleto na ang mga rules at regulations tungkol sa mga caretakers nagtatrabaho sa bahay basta tayo ay first-timer dito sa Taiwan bago lang ang ating mga kontrata at papasok dito sa Taiwan, kailangan muna tayo magstay sa one-stop service center ng 3 days, 2 nights. Kaya pakinggan ho natin ito ay lagi din mga tinatanong ng mga kababayan natin. Number 1, what classes are provided during the orientation period for migrant workers newly arriving in Taiwan? The answer is, newly arrived migrant workers are required to attend 8 hours of orientation classes on adapting to life in Taiwan, health education and health insurance, occupational health and safety for live-in work, employment laws and labor rights protections. Number 2, who provides meals during the orientation period? The answer is, breakfast, lunch, and dinner are provided by the Ministry of Labor for the duration of orientation. Number 3, are migrant workers allowed to go outside during the orientation period? The answer is, if migrant workers need to go outside during the orientation period, they will be accompanied by staff from the Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center. Number 4. What accommodation is provided during the orientation period? The answer is, during the orientation period, each migrant worker is be provided with 1 bed, and depending on the size, each room has 3 to 4 beds. Number 5. Can migrant workers receive visitors during the orientation period? The answer is, if during the orientation period of migrant worker has a visitor, once he or she visitors has registered at the front desk of the Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center, staff will notify the worker and arrange for them to meet in the visitor's reception area. Number 6, after the migrant workers complete orientation, what documents or certificate do they receive? The answer is, after migrant workers complete orientation on Ministry of Labor Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center issues them with an orientation training completion certificate valid for 5 years, an employment permit letter, and an alien residence certificate. About 3 working days after completing orientation, migrant workers receive a National Health Insurance Certificate of Insurance on E-Line. Number 7. After completing orientation, migrant workers are required to undergo a health checkup. If they fail to do so, what happens? The answer is, an employer who fails to arrange for migrant workers to undergo a health checkup within 3 working days of arriving in Taiwan will be fined 60,000 to 300,000 in accordance with the provisions of the Employment Service Act. Number 8. In the period after the completion of orientation while waiting to undergo a health checkup, what type of accommodation should be provided? Are there channels through which migrant workers can appeal for assistance? The answer is, the accommodation provided to migrant workers while they wait to undergo a health checkup should adhere to the conditions detailed in the Migrant Worker Life Care Service Plan, which is to say, employers or labor brokers are required to provide each worker with a bed, 3 or more square meters of living space, and a wardrobe, including as part of the living space. If employer violates these regulations, the local completed authority will issue a fine of 60,000 until 300,000 NT dollar in accordance with Article 67 of the Employment Service Act, and decline to issue or revoke the employer's migrant worker permit. If the migrant workers want to file a complaint or seek advice, they can call the 1-855 hotline, which provides a free 24-hour service, including on Sundays, in multiple languages like Chinese, English, Indonesian, Vietnamese, Thai. Alternatively, E-Line connects to 1-855 live text messaging customer service staff who providing online text discussion in a worker's own language for urgent migrant worker problems such as emergency appeals. Call the 1-855 hotline and explain the situation. So marami pang mga questions and answers regarding dito sa one-stop service center. Kaya kung halimbawa meron pa katanungan or meron ho kayong nire-request na sabihin namin, pwede nyo ho hanapin itong details sa website ng Ministry of Labor sa fw.wda.gov.tw or i-add nyo lang ang 1-855 e-line sa inyong line application. I-search nyo lang sa line at 1-855-MW_PH. So, meron na kayong mga makikitang question and answer regarding dito sa one-stop service center. Kasi masyadong maraming pang mga questions, no? For more details, hanapin na lang ho natin sa website or pwede rin tayo tumawag sa 1-855 mag-inquire.
Mga kababayan, kayo ba'y narinig nyo na merong tinatawag na Nipah virus? Alam nyo, itong Nipah virus may hanggang 75% na fatality rate. Idineklara ng CDC bilang ikalimang uri ng notifiable disease sa Taiwan. Alam nyo ba kung bakit? Dahil ang fatality rate ng Nipah virus ay umabot na ng 40 hanggang 75% at wala pang aprubadong gamot o bakuna na maaring gamitin dito sa kasalukuyan. Kaya tuloy na inanunsyo noong 2 ng April sa Taiwan Centers for Disease Control na itong Nipah virus infection ay naging ikalimang uri ng notifiable infectious disease. Halimbawa, meron man kayong mga symptoms na ikukwento ko mamaya-maya, mag-report kayo kagad sa hospital or ipaalam natin ito sa sino man inyong bisor or employers. Epidemic Prevention Nipah Virus Outbreak. Nipah virus symptoms. Number one, initial symptoms are similar to those of the common cold, including fever, headache, sore muscles, vomiting, and a sore throat. Later symptoms can include dizziness, lethargy, and changes in consciousness. In more severe cases, it can lead to pneumonia, encephalitis, or seizures. The symptoms can rapidly worsen within 1 to 2 days and even result in a coma. Currently, there is no vaccine or specific remedy for the Nipah virus, making supportive treatment the best approach. So, prevention. When traveling to a Nipah virus endemic area like southern India and Bangladesh, avoid contact with bats and pigs, yung paniki at saka baboy. If contact with animal is unavoidable, be sure to wear protective equipment. Do not drink unprocessed coconut date juice. Do not eat fruit from the ground. Fruit should be properly washed and peeled before consumption. Avoid direct contact with the blood or bodily secretions of patients. Maintain good hygiene habits. Wash your hands rigorously and disinfect with soap or rubbing alcohol. Dahil nga wala pang gamot at saka vaccination na na-find out dito sa Nipah virus, kaya lahat ng tao ay medyo nakakatakot din kasi baka makapasok sila dito sa Taiwan at kumalat. Ang sabi ng CDC, itong Nipah virus infection ay isang zoonotic disease kung saan ang natural host nito ay ang fruit bats. Maari rin itong makahawa sa mga intermediate host tulad ng baboy bago maipasa sa tao. At ang mga paraan na magkalat ay pangungunahing nahahati sa tatlo, mula hayop patungo sa tao, sa pamamagitan ng pagkain at limitadong human-to-human transmission, kabilang dito ay direktang pakikipag-ugnayan sa may sakit na baboy, pagkain kontaminado ng ihi o laway ng fruit bats, o pagkahawa sa pamamagitan ng malapit na kontak sa dugo, body fluids, at respiratory secretions ng pasyente. Kung kayo ay merong symptoms na similar dito sa mga naibanggit ko nga kanina, eh mabuti na mag-report kagad tayo sa bisor natin or employers natin at magpatingin tayo sa hospital.
Let me teach you some Mandarin Chinese. When the person receiving care is feeling unwell, you can take the initiative and ask, 你哪里不舒服? Repeat after me, 你哪里不舒服? When the person receiving care needs to use the toilet, you may say, 好,我带你去. Repeat after me, 好,我带你去. It's time to eat. Ask the person receiving care whether he wants to have his meal. You may say, 请问要吃饭了吗? Repeat after me. 请问要吃饭了吗? Let us recap the three useful sentences we learned today. 你哪里不舒服? 好,我带你去. 请问要吃饭了吗? If you have any language problems, please call 1-955 Foreign Workers Free Hotline. Our consultant will provide interpreting services. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site. Let me tell you where to visit during holidays. There are many festivals throughout the year in Taiwan. We recommend you to experience and explore. The most iconic festival in spring is the Lantern Festival, which celebrates the beginning of a new year. We recommend you to take a train and visit the famous Pingxi District in New Taipei City to release a lantern. In summer, there's the Dragon Boat Festival. You can row dragon boats, hang Asiatic wormwood, and taste delicious sticky rice dumplings. We invite you to visit Zhanghua Lugang, Hainan, Kaohsiung, to enjoy a dragon boat race and visit attractions nearby to experience local traditional culture. The Moon Festival in September is the time to enjoy mooncakes, pomelo, barbecue, while admiring the moon, a moment of gathering. Barbecuing together is a special custom unique to Taiwan during the Moon Festival. Remember to find an appropriate place if you wish to barbecue and admire the moon. We invite you to experience Taiwanese culture, travel safely, and in any circumstances, do not drive under the influence of alcohol. This includes cars, motorcycles, electric bicycles, and bicycles. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.
Turing ang iyong sariling naghahawi ng ulap.
以上节目与广告是由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目《宾至如归，飞向马尼拉》。感谢收听，下次空中再会。
Ang programang Feel at Home Kadito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.